The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. I've been fighting a bit of a sore throat the last few days, so I'm just going to keep it short and simple. In what I believe was his first homily as Pope, our Holy Father Francis said these words, "When we journey without the cross, when we build without the cross, when we profess without the cross, we are not disciples of the Lord, we are worldly." Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke of his coming cross from very early on to the apostles, even though they did not understand, but so that one day when they would look back, they would see our Lord was revealing to us a great mystery. It will forever be the truth that it is the cross which bears fruit. It is the cross which gives life to the world. So long as we share, as we unite ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ in every cross that we bear. And a rejection of a cross, in some way, is a rejection of our Lord himself. He sends those to us so that we can be conformed to him, so that we can be made ever more like him, so that we can be born anew and bear fruit for the world. Our Lord speaks about the greatest and the least, and something that is absolutely true, and we discover more and more as we live the faith. Those who become the least, those who become the greatest, are those whom our Lord blesses with the greatest share in his cross, because they become the most like him. And as time advances, as we grow in faith, the cross actually becomes our joy, because we find him in every single one.